Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Long Talk Radio.
Amen. Yes, he will. If you just try him, he'll bring you out. Jesus Christ will bring you out. I don't care what you're going through if you'll trust him today. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time of day that you're listening to this broadcast. This is Apostle Lonnie Stocks, and this is the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast. Amen. We know that God got a word for you. I'd like for you to meet me at every Sunday morning right here in Greenville, 1007 West Austin Boulevard at the Jesus Saved Ministry at 11 a.m. Each Sunday afternoon at 4 p.m., we're right back in service again. But don't forget each Wednesday at 12 noon, noonday prayer. Anywhere in the area, come on by and come as you are, and we're going to be praying for all the sickness and diseases that there are in the land. God is a healer. Let's believe God. Each Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our Bible study. Don't forget, come as you are, bring your Bible, and watch it come alive. Each Friday evening is deliverance and healing night. Come expecting God to do a supernatural thing for you. I want you to stay tuned today and enjoy the broadcast. I know God got a word for you. Take care. Well, good morning. God bless you. God is good, and I'm just grateful to the Lord to be among the land of the living. Again, I'm grateful. Aren't you grateful? I'm grateful to be among the land of the living. God bless you today. I pray all is well with you. We had a good night. I mean, everything is well. Woke up this morning, my mama would say, all bright eyes and bushy's tail. Amen. I'm glory to God. I love you today, and I want you to know that God loves you. You're more than a conqueror. You're not a loser, but you're a winner. Satan wants you to believe that you're a loser, but you're not a loser. You're a winner. Amen. God made you a winner. You're the head and not the tail. I was just sitting here thinking about myself, how I have no talents, but God saved me. I have no real talents. I can't sing. I'm not a good preacher. I'm not a historian. I mean, God saved me. Drunk. Old reefer smoker and old whoremonger, and God saved me. So I don't have a lot of credentials to be bragging about. No, I don't have it. I wished I did, but I don't have it. God is good to me, and he's brought me from a long ways, and I'm so happy that God brought me. I am. I'm so, so happy that God made a way for me. He didn't have to do it, but he did, and I'm grateful to the Lord. On this morning, I talked about it last night. Don't look or go back. Keep going. Well, that's what I talked about last night. Now, this morning, I'm going to talk about the same thing, but I'm adding part two because I feel like I didn't get it all out last night. Don't look back. No, don't look or even go back. Satan wants to pull you back to where you used to be. Don't go back there. No, just keep going. I talked about it last night, but I want to share it this morning. Because I just want you to understand wherever God puts you at, it's better than where you was. Glory. So don't go back to that. Satan will tempt you to go back. You know, he'll get to you. I was just thinking this morning how people will try to get you aggravated, make you say something that you shouldn't say, or make you do something that you haven't done. But guard against that. Don't you go back into that again. The Lord delivers you, and you keep on going. That's what I'm telling you to do. Look, let's take a look at something here in the Word of God. I'm talking, but I rather for the word of God to do the talking for me. Amen. My topic again is, don't look or go back. Keep going. And this is part two. I did part one last night. Let's take a look at something here. In the book of Luke, chapter number 30, Father, bless your word today. Bless me that I can speak as an oracle of God. Bless your people that they may hear what the Holy Ghost has to say unto the church. Father, I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 17, verse 30. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. It's going to be that way when the Son of Man is revealed. Let's look at something else. Verse 31. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. He that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Jesus tells us no matter what, if you left it back there, leave it back there. You left your closet. One of my friends told me this story. He's dead now, and I won't call his name. I don't want to tarnish his reputation. But he told me when he first got saved, he was in New York, and he used to go with a young lady in Washington, D.C. He said one weekend he went down to D.C. and he went by her apartment. He said he told her he was saved and she congratulated him. He said before he knew anything, he was in the bed with her again, making love again. And see, that's what Satan wants us to do. Pull us right back where we came from. And he said he was in a church in New York, and when he came back to New York, it seemed like the pastor was preaching about him all that morning, that Sunday morning. So it felt so dirty because the pastor was talking about him, looked like. But it wasn't so much the pastor, it was the Holy Ghost. I'm going to leave that part. But look, that's what Satan wants us to do. He wants to go back and get drunk. He wants to go back cursing. He wants to go back. I had someone yesterday to say to me, they want to get in some type of argument. And I said, I don't argue. And they said to me, well, you know what? You're supposed to have been saved 40 years, 42 years, and you can't talk to me? Sure, I can talk to you, but I can't argue with you. That was one of my things I did in the world, so I can't go back into that. Let's take a look at something here. I like to share the word. So the Bible says in verse 32, remember Lot's wife. So God tells us about Lot's wife for a reason. When God delivered Lot and his family out of Sodom and Gomorrah, his wife, Hart, was back there in Sodom and Gomorrah. And she had to keep looking back. And the Bible says she turned into a pillar of salt. Now, you and I don't want that having us do it. Just look what it says in Luke chapter 17, verse 31. From the Message Bible. When the day arrives and you're out working in the yard, don't run into the house to get anything. And if you're out in the field, don't go back and get your coat. God said, leave it, don't go back. Jesus Christ is warning you and I not to go back. It's devastating if you go back, man. We don't want to go back. It's gonna cause some unnecessary pains. Look what it says in the next word. This is the Message Bible. Remember what happens to Lot's wife? Because her heart was still there. See, if you're going back, that means your heart is there. I got a confession to make. My temper is dangerous. I can't afford to get angry. I can't afford to get upset. Because if I get angry and get upset, I'll say something. I'll do something that I'll regret. I'll regret it. And so God tells us not to go back. And people are going to try to push you back. Look what it says. In Luke chapter 17, verse 32, this is the New Living Testament translation of the Bible. Said, remember what happened to Lot's wife? because she looked back. She turned into a pillar of salt. We don't want that, do we? Look what it says in Mark chapter 8, verse 34. Calling the crowd to join his disciples, he said, anyone who intends to come with me has to let me lead. You're not in the driver's seat. I am. Don't run from suffering. Embrace it. Follow me, and I'll show you how. That's Mark chapter 8, verse 34 from the Message Bible. God said, he'll show us how. Just look what he says in the next verse. Self-help is no help at all. Self-sacrifice is the way. My way to saving yourself, your true self. You got to take it, man. You can't go back. Look what it says in the next verse. What good would it do to get everything you want and lose you, the real you? What good is it to get one night stand? Man, I used to be, that was my, you that's listening, now you know that was one of my problems. I have 10 kids, but four different women. So I was a whoremonger. I was an adulteress. I was a fornicator. I mean, I just love women. And that was my problem. I couldn't leave them alone. For some reason, I'm not a handsome man, but ladies like me. And I like ladies. So the enemy was trying to bring you back. Now, I'm not, you know what? I've been preaching now 40. I've been pastoring. I've been saved 42 years. September going to be 43 years. September the 15th, if I make it until then. I've been pastoring 38 years already. Maybe 38 years. But do you know how many times I've been tempted to go back? I mean, lots of time. Lots of time. I've even had pastors' wives approach me, but I couldn't go back. See, don't go back. The devil wants you to go back, and he'll put the opportunity there for you. Look what it says in the next verse. It said, what could you ever trade your soul for? Is it worth losing your soul to go back and have a one-night stand with a woman or a man? Is that really worth losing your soul? To go back drinking liquor, smoking cigarettes, smoking marijuana like I did. I was a marijuana junkie. I was a marijuana junkie. I couldn't stop smoking at one time. I didn't start smoking until I was like 29. The Lord saved me at 31. But man, for them 2 years, oh God, man, I just smoked it all the time. So why would I want to go back to that? I don't want to go back to that. God said to go back is going to lose your soul. It's not worth it. Count up the cost, man. Look what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. Jesus looked at them intently and said, humanly speaking, it is impossible. But with God, everything is possible. Jesus lets us know sometimes some things we go through are so hard. It's hard not to go back. It's hard. But Jesus said, he knows the human part of you is hard, but God can keep you. And I believe that today. Listen, I got to go. The clock on the wall is telling me so. But listen, I thank you for tuning in this morning. I'll be on tonight, Lord willing, at 9 p.m. Don't forget, we got church in Greenville today at 8 p.m. That's the Jesus Save Ministry. I'll put on the screen. 1007 West Arlington Boulevard. Come on by. You enjoy yourself. Bring your Bible and watch it come alive. I believe in the Word of God. There's power in it. If you're not saved today, it's easy. All you got to do is say, Lord, come into my life and save me. He'll come right into your life and save you right now. And you'll be a brand new creature. It's so simple to get saved, you know. It's not hard. It's not hard. All you got to do is repent of your sins, confess out your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, and believe in your heart. Put all your confidence in Jesus Christ and you'll be saved. Until the next broadcast, may God keep you and have a smile upon you. You be blessed of the Lord. We'll talk to you real soon. All right, God bless. Have a good day.
I've been through the fire. I've been through the fire. But the smell of smoke is not for me.
I'm not mistaken. I see Hay with Longhorn out there. Good evening. Good morning, sir.
I've been through the fire. I've been through the fire. Yes, I've been through the fire. But the smell of smoke is not on me. Because you cover me. Covered me in your blood. You wrap me. Wrap me in your love. You deliver me. Now I can stand and proclaim that I've been through the fire and the
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.